The Academy faced swift backlash by offering up an entirely white roster of nominees in major categories for the second year in a row in the Oscars. Referencing Martin Luther King, director Spike Lee and actor Jada Pinkett Smith called for a boycott of this year's Oscars. In a post on Instagram, Lee said, quote, "For too many years when the Oscar nominations are revealed, my office phone rings off the hook with the media asking me my opinion about the lack of African Americans. This year was no different for once," Lee wrote. "I would like the media to ask all the white nominees and studio heads how they feel about another all-white ballot." And Jada Pinkett Smith had this to say.
"Begging for acknowledgement or even asking diminishes dignity and diminishes power. And we are a dignified people, and we are powerful. And let's not forget it."
A self-recording there, most likely, of Jada Pinkett Smith. And Aisha Callahan joins us now. She's an editor and staff writer for TheRoot.com, where she recently wrote a piece about the proposed Oscar boycott. And her piece is up right now on the Central Time Facebook page. Aisha, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what did you think when you saw this year's slate of nominees for the Oscars?
I really wasn't surprised. And, you know, I've seen most of the movies that were nominated. But there were two in particular that I was disappointed that they didn't receive any nominations. So, you know, seeing the ones that were nominated wasn't a surprise at all.
Which two were you disappointed about?
Beast of No Nation was a pretty good movie. Idris Elba did well. The little boy in the movie was amazing, and as well as a movie called Dope, which had an amazing cast and an amazing director.
That one had a lot of buzz about it early on, too, I know. And looking at the Academy itself, the Academy has, as I understand it, 7,000 or so voting members. I gather that they're largely white, older men. And criticism has been there that the composition of the Academy members isn't changing fast enough. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree on that subject as far as the Academy. They've been there forever. And Cheryl Boone Isaacs, the president of the Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts, she said today that, you know, she plans on doing more to change that. But even before changing that, what needs to happen is that, you know, there needs to be more, you know, people willing to invest in casting black actors in some of these roles, which don't specifically call for white actors. You know, before they can vote on these movies, movies have to be made. And so the cast need to be more diverse. You know, you need to have more diverse directors and things like that.
Right, and Spike Lee talked about that. He was on Instagram, and he said this is about black people and other minorities being in those positions of power higher up in the hierarchies in the film industry, being the directors, being the heads of studios. Why do you think Hollywood has been, it seems like, at least from what's being reported, especially slow to diversify at the upper levels?
Because I think, you know, Hollywood, you know, it's who you know. And a lot of people, they stick together. They hire who they know. They hire, you know, friends, family, and things like that. So there aren't too many black people that own studios besides Tyler Perry and Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. They also have their own production company. So it's, you know, and Shonda Rhimes, but she does mostly TV. But, you know, it's slow change. You know, there's been progress, but there hasn't been a lot of it.
Now, you mentioned the idea that some directors should think about casting African-American actors in roles that don't explicitly call for, you know, a white actor, for instance. Is anybody out there doing that now?
Has there? You know, the only instance that I've noticed was Louis C.K. on TV, where his wife, the woman who played his wife, is a black woman. And her role, you know, that role wasn't cast for a white woman or, you know, they just hired who they thought was the best actress. Now, as far as movies are concerned, I'm not even sure, you know, besides Star Wars where they have the black stormtrooper, you know, did they go out and purposely cast a black stormtrooper or were they just looking for a guy who could play this role very well? But even when they cast the black stormtrooper, people were up in arms over that.
We're talking with Aisha Callahan right now, an editor and staff writer for TheRoot.com, and we're talking about this proposed Oscar boycott. Critics saying that the 40-some nominees are all white and that this is unacceptable. People like Spike Lee calling for a boycott. And I want to talk about Jada Pinkett Smith. She released a video about this. We heard a little bit of that. What did you think about the way she addressed it and what she had to say?
I'm kind of torn with her addressing this now, mainly because, it seems like she's addressing it now because Will Smith wasn't nominated. These issues have been going on forever in Hollywood. But, you wait until the year your husband didn't receive a nomination for a movie to speak out and say something. So that I think that comes across to a lot of people as being disingenuous. But I agree with what she said. But on the another hand, there are award shows that recognize black actors. There's the NAACP Image Awards. There's the BET Awards. But some of these high-profile actors, they don't show up to these award shows when they're nominated or even when they win an award. So before you can speak about Hollywood, not celebrating your work, you should come and, to the award shows where you're being celebrated.
Do you think that
I can't remember the last time I've seen, Will Smith or Jada Pinkett Smith at an Image Award show or a BET Award show.
Do you think this will be the perspective shifting moment for African-American actors, that this is the moment when, you say it's time to forget the Oscars for black actors in the film industry, to just go to these other awards programs? And Jada Pinkett Smith kind of says the same thing. She says it's time to pull our resources elsewhere and create for ourselves and give these resources to our community.
Communities are there. you don't have to reinvent the wheel. These communities are there. Like, these two award shows, they've been going on for decades. But the lack of support they receive from these big names is ridiculous to me.
And you think people are going to show up this year?
Excuse me?
Do you think people will show up this year?
I mean, I hope they do. I really hope they do. Because, once again, they're celebrating your work and your achievements. Where the Oscars, apparently isn't this year.
Well, Chris Rock is slated to host this year, and as far as I know, he's still going to be hosting this year. Do you think that he should consider boycotting, or is that going too far for him as a host?
I think he should, do what he does, joke about it. Just put it out there in their face, make them feel uncomfortable, which, he does have the ability to make people feel uncomfortable with his straightforward jokes. So I don't think him boycotting would be the right way to go.
And he's got one joke I saw, I think, on Twitter saying, calling the Oscars the white BET Awards.
Exactly.
And I guess other than that, he's still with the Oscars. Do you think, in a weird way, is this going to up viewership and give the Oscars the ratings that they want? People turn out to see what Chris...
I think that's part of the marketing strategy. When he hosted the last time, I think he hosted before, was at another award show. When he hosted one award show, they had the highest rating they ever received. So, I think that's the point. People watch the show just to see what he's going to say about, the Oscars being so white again.
Well, Jada Pinkett Smith is not going to be there. Spike Lee is not going to be there. Do you think that this coverage is going to shift things for the Academy, that they're going to put diversifying into high gear going forward?
I think they will, but it's not going to happen overnight. You have the members of the Academy who have been there. They're not going anywhere. Sherbourne Isaacs, she said she has a plan. But change isn't going to happen overnight. Change isn't going to happen next year unless movies are being made. Unless there's more options for these members to vote on.
So this is something that's not going to be an overnight switch over, but do you think you're going to see more of those production companies maybe starting up at this point?
Hopefully. Even today, George Clooney mentioned something about the issue and compared it to, the Hollywood in the 1930s. He said things haven't changed. But, he has a production company also. How many black actors has he hired? Or how many Asian actors has he hired? Or directors? So, change has to come from people making these movies. And the members of the Academy aren't the ones making the movies.
Actually, I don't know if you're regularly an Oscars watcher, but are you gonna watch them this year or not?
I'll watch just to see what Chris Rock is going to say. So, you know, Chris Rock is one of my favorite comedians, and I know he's not going to let them slide.
And do you think we're going to be having the same conversation next year, or are you hopeful that it's going to be different?
I mean, this is the second year that this conversation has happened, so I'm not sure if it'll change. Like I said, it all depends on what movies are made over the next year.
Aisha, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Aisha Callahan, an editor and staff writer for TheRoot.com, where she wrote about the proposed Oscar boycott. You can read her piece on the Central Time Facebook page.